Governments and Operators Must Do More to Address Driver Shortages, a podcast by John Manners-Bell. Last week, I had the great pleasure of addressing the Goteka Client Day in Copenhagen, speaking to an audience of logistics and supply chain professionals drawn from some of Europe's largest manufacturers and retailers. In my speech, I highlighted one of the major challenges facing the European road freight industry, that is, driver shortages. According to the IRU, one in five of driving vacancies is presently unfilled, leading to higher costs for operators, their customers, as well as lower quality services. I put it to the audience that there were many reasons why not enough drivers were being attracted to the industry. Perception of the job as being low paid in comparison with other sectors. The increasing cost of training to pass the LGV test. Poor working conditions, including lack of truck stops and basic welfare facilities. Lack of security and the notion that drivers were unpaid security guards. A work-life balance incompatible with the needs of a new generation of workers. Alternative, more flexible and local driver jobs in the on-demand or personal mobility sectors. And finally, poor public perception of the industry overall. Many of these issues have been factors in putting off women from joining the industry, and they make up just 2% of the driver workforce. This has essentially restricted recruitment to only half the available pool of labour. I went on to say that the industry was undertaking many initiatives to address some of these problems, and I commended Goteka for its commitment to driver welfare, which has consequently led to a low turnover in drivers. Other initiatives being undertaken by the industry include focusing on recruitment from the armed forces. I also went on to say that national governments have a role to play, and I call for legislation to make it much easier to develop lorry parks. Also, the provision of more money for training. And overall, the better awareness in schools. However, much more will have to be done to address the long-term and systemic inefficiency of the industry to better utilise existing vehicle capacity. Statistics suggest that on average, trucks are two-fifths empty at any one time and totally empty 30% of the time. Improvements can only be achieved by digitising many processes, and digital freight market platforms will play an important role in this respect. Autonomous connected trucks will also transform the industry, not by replacing the driver, at least not in the next 20 years or so, but by assisting them, making the job less stressful and safer.